There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
It's Britney, bitch. Shake your tits. Dunkin' Donuts.
What's up, guys? It's T. Kyle here, and happy Friday. Happy weekend. Welcome to another weekend chat. Thank you for joining me at the end of this week. And as always, I would be here with an iced coffee, but my iced coffee is already empty because I have been stalling on making this video. I woke up today, I was in a funk. I tried to shake it off. I've just been in a weird funk and almost kind of like a writer's block, creative block type moment. And I feel like I know exactly why it is, and maybe I should just vent it out on here and see if it's anything that anyone else can relate to who's listening to this. I don't know. Maybe it will help me. Maybe someone out there listening will feel like they can relate to it and that they know exactly what I'm talking about. I don't know. But before we get into that, I did want to quickly say a thank you to Hector in Texas for sending me this. It is the Baby One More Time 20th anniversary reissued cassette tape. They reprinted it. It's like the cute pink cassette tape. I'm so excited to add this to my desk. And they didn't have it anywhere in New York or New Jersey or anywhere near where I live. So he sent this to me to my P.O. box. So thank you so much for taking the time to do that. I really appreciate it. And now I have that. And I also have the vinyl from Urban Outfitters, the pink vinyl, you know, just collecting some merch. So thank you so much. And also, what am I shaking my tits to this week? So this week I am listening to an artist that I think I've probably mentioned on here before. It's Shallou, S-H-A-L-L-O-U, and it's not really like a tit shaker, it's more of like a chill bop, but I'm seeing him in concert this weekend, and so I've just been listening to the Spotify playlist that's just This Is Shallou, where they take the artists and they just throw every song from the artist in a playlist, and I really love Sigh and Lie, and I mean, it's just like good music, it just chills you out, it's fun, you can kind of dance to it. It's very like mild Kygo-ish, but not as EDM as Kygo. It's good. I like it. But that's what I've been wobbling my tits to. And this week has been interesting. I feel like I should just vent it out because this is the fourth time I've sat down and tried doing this video today. It is super late in the afternoon. It's actually darker out. I had to put my box light up because there was no light. I feel like I should just vent it out and get it off my chest and maybe it'll just, you know, whatever. So the past week has been pretty overwhelming. I talked about it in last week's weekend chat, and even I feel like when I talked about it last week, I was still on this high of being busy and just constantly going, and it was exciting. And then this week, everything just kind of, registered. Everything kind of registered with me. It's been an overwhelming week. It's been an exciting week. Exciting, overwhelming, emotional, like all those things at once, with it being election day and just, you know, the daily onslaught of horrifying news that seems to happen on a daily basis now. So all of those things combined. And I just had a moment last night where, you know, I recorded another episode of Britney Pod, the Britney podcast with Brad, and it was another supersized one. So the next few are much longer than the episodes that we've been already putting out. And I, you know, we stopped recording and I was like, all right, see you later. And I just kind of sat down in my chair over here and played Minecraft. And it just all kind of hit me at once. And I just felt like super, I mean, it was kind of like the video. I felt like the video for Lucky, where she's like, tell me what happens when it stops. And I was just sitting here and I was like, oh. And I just kind of felt lonely and I felt confused and overwhelmed and just like everything from the past week all just kind of settled at once. And I just kind of felt it all hit me at once. And it had kind of been building up. And I woke up and I was just like, ugh. And I just kind of felt like still and silent and quiet. And it just felt like my first moment to kind of stop and think for a second. And it all just kind of hit me at once. And there were some things this week that happened. And in life, and I'm sure we've all experienced this as kids, in high school, especially in high school, in college, you know, there are people who are just mean people, right? And you experience them on the playground when you're a little kid. You experience them at the lunch table when you go to high school. You experience them in social settings when you're in college. And you experience them in various ways in professional life, as an adult. You know, it's something that carries its way through your entire life. And that's one thing that I feel like I've learned is that it never goes away. It's always going to be there. It's advice that I've gotten from people who are older than me that have said, listen, like, it's never going to go away. Like, that high school clique mentality is never going to go away. It just manifests into different forms. You know, it's the person that pushes you on the playground in, you know, elementary school, and then it's the person trying to sabotage you in your professional life as an adult. Like, it's the same thing, it's just done differently, right? So with the launch of my new podcast and everything, you know, I told you guys, I think it was maybe 1 or 2 weeks ago on the weekend chat, I said I blocked out people's voices. I did this project in private, and the beginning of it was super easy because I really just zoned everything out and just pushed it out. And now that it's, you know, it's doing really well. It's doing better than I ever thought it would. Andy loved the idea and, you know, brought me on his radio show. And yesterday I was on Sirius again with Amy Phillips, and she was super generous and was like, oh, by the way, like, you have a new podcast, like, tell everyone about it. Like, invited me to her show. You know, it's her hour of the week, you know, it's her show, you know? And she took the time to pass on this, give me an opportunity to boost one of my creative projects. And so there's so many good things that have come about it. And I mean, my Instagram, even just people sharing it, it's honestly been so overwhelming, just people sharing it and going out of their way to just write something nice and boost it to their friends. Like, I can't even put a word on how much that means, because I just think, you know, it does feel like we are in this social media environment now where, like, you don't see a lot of that happening. You don't see camaraderie, and it's a lot of just, you know, whatever. So it's meant a lot, and it's been really overwhelming. And unfortunately, with the good, there also comes some bad stuff and some people saying not so nice things about you and people saying things that are just rude. And, you know, I knew that it would probably come at some point. I was prepared for it, and that's why I did the project in secret, because I didn't want those voices to come in at the beginning, which is why we launched with 6 episodes at once, so we could really come out of the gate with this solid product that really, you know, I felt like it was the best thing to do. And now it's kind of coming to this point where other things are starting to chirp in. And I took a second this week and I was thinking about it, because this is something that I've experienced in the past. And it's, you know, I've been that person before. I've been that mean, bitter person before. And I have a video here on my YouTube channel, if you're watching on YouTube. It's titled, I'm Jealous of Tyler Oakley or something. And it's a video where I talk about my experience with my therapist and how she helped me work through this period in my life where I was comparing myself to other people and I was really bitter, and I was really just negative. And I came, she helped me come to the realization that I was being spiteful of other people because I was seeing something in them that I wanted to have in myself. I was seeing them be confident. I was seeing them create and put themselves out there and share their creativity and share their work and share their videos and share their products and just be, you know, killing it. And I was feeling super insecure at the time. I didn't have that confidence to, you know, even just tweet my workout and share my work. Like, I was just so insecure. I mean, even to this day, I don't post selfies and I don't whatever because I have certain insecurities, and I was that bitter person. And I was scared to put myself out there because I didn't want to become a target. And that was it was also another piece of advice that I got from someone was, you know, they told me, they said, until you get over that, you're not going to be successful. Until you stop thinking about what other people are going to think about you, it's not going to happen. You're not going to be successful if you keep worrying about what people think about you. And that came from someone who is a prominent name in the internet. And I listened to that and I took it to heart, and I went to a therapist and I was working on it. And so, I don't know, I just kind of felt like at one point this week, I definitely had a moment where I felt it creeping back a little bit. I felt sort of like, and maybe this is something that, you know, I feel like a lot of gay kids like me can maybe relate to this, but as a kid, you know, I was picked on because I sounded different, because I acted different. I ran like a girl. I talked like a quote-unquote girl. I liked doing girly things like play with Barbies and dress up and wear lip smacker lip gloss. You know, these things that I was doing just because I thought they were fun, or just me talking and acting and, you know, not wanting to do sports and just behaving normal, like just behaving like myself, I was picked on for these things. And so it leaves you as an adult, as you grow up, unfortunately, that's something that you have to actively work on letting go of. And that feeling of, if I put myself out there and I'm myself and I put out this creative project that I really love, or I just, you know, even just sitting on here and just talking like myself and being myself, is that going to make me a target again? Is someone going to make fun of me? Is someone going to pick on me? Is someone going to mock me? You know, it's something that that I'm working on. And I had a moment this week where I just was kind of like, and maybe that's why I was stalling today in this weekend chat, where I was like, shit, you know, I don't want to deal with that again. I don't want to deal with people being nasty and people being negative. And so, I don't know. It just sort of creeped back a little bit this week, and I even feel better just kind of like letting that out. And it's not that I got like upset over it. It was more just kind of, I just don't want to fucking deal with it, you know? I'm just kind of like, fuck off, you know? And I think too, I definitely was getting the itch of, you know what, do I need to be around that? Do I need to deal with it? I don't think I do, you know? And I think that's kind of why I was in a funk, because I was feeling like, I don't want to deal with this. I don't have the time and the patience to tolerate it anymore. And so, I don't know. I mean, is that something anyone can relate to? But maybe it is just part of life, you know? And maybe it's just a reminder that, you know, because it comes in waves. You know, I've had it happen numerous times as an adult in different ways, you know, like, whatever. And so I don't know. Maybe it's just one of those things where I feel like I'm having another moment now that I'm 30 where I'm recognizing and understanding that this is still something that you're going to deal with whether you're 30 or whether you're 3, right? But that definitely was putting me in a funk this week, and I just kind of was like, I want to just make my new podcast and put out fun stuff for people to listen to and stuff to entertain people, that they can laugh at. And I just want to design things. And, you know, I got to do the video for Trisha, which I'll get to see in person in about 2 or 3 weeks. You know, like, that's the kind of stuff I want to waste my time on. I don't want to waste my time dealing with people being rude. I just want to create, you know? I just want to create stuff. And I'm super excited about this podcast. And I really think people can tell, too. I think it really comes through in the episodes. And, you know, I do have to edit next week's 2007. I have about 50 minutes left just to kind of sift through. And, you know, I don't know. Maybe that's where it's coming from. I mean, and in these weekend chats, I have said to you guys before numerous times, I was not born with a silver spoon in my mouth. I've taught myself so many things. And I have, you know, I love people who are underdogs. I love people who are quote unquote weird or different or quote unquote crazy. Like, I love people who are underdogs. And I just, you know, wanted to share that experience and that journey with people and let people out there know that I can have anxiety issues and whatever and still push through it and still put stuff out and follow my dreams and my passions. And you can too, you know, whatever it is that you're going through. I don't know. That's just kind of what I want to be. And I'm just kind of over, you know, people being nasty. I really don't have time for it. I don't. But I did just want to kind of voice that here because it definitely was something that happened. And I don't know. I just really lose respect for people who are... I mean, it doesn't make you better to be bitter. It just makes you look like an asshole. And I think that, you know, if you feel like someone is... I mean, I think everyone has an opportunity to shine. I think we all have an opportunity to be happy and do things that we love, whether it's a creative project or a podcast, or whether you just want to be chilling at home and be a mom and have a family. Like, you know, it's everyone has an opportunity to shine in their own life. And that's just kind of where I'm at today. And it was something that was on my mind and it was a funk that I was going through. And I already feel better just kind of venting it out. It is also a lesson for me to know that, you know, competition is good and seeing other people try new creative things is good. It can be inspiring and it can help you challenge yourself to try something new or teach yourself a new skill, or they're trying this, maybe I need to try that. You know, I don't know. I just feel like it can be a good thing. And I just wanted to, I guess I just needed to vent it out. And I even called my mom this week and I just kind of told her, you know, obviously many more details of what the actual situation is. And her advice to me was just like, you know what, I'm sorry to tell you this, but it's not going to go away. You know, it's going to keep happening and throughout your life in different ways. And this is something that you've dealt with before and you've overcome it. And she just said, you know, focus on your projects and your podcast, and you're sitting there with your best friend and you're having fun and you're putting it out there and people are enjoying it, and just focus on that. And I was like, you know what? You're right. That is 100% true. But again, I'm human and I'm not gonna sit here and lie. It definitely, I was in a funk, and I just think it was, you know, it just maybe just kind of hit me at the end of this week. And lessons learned, I guess, as Carrie Underwood once sang, lessons learned, you know? Ooh, my vocals. But yeah, that was just a funk that I was going through this week. And if you are going through the same thing, I mean, I don't know, leave a comment below or something and let me know what you think, or if it's something that you've experienced yourself in your own life. But anyway, in other news, I reporting back about my weighted blanket that I think I mentioned at the end of last week's episode, weekend chat. I am obsessed with my weighted blanket. I am officially like all in. I now look forward to going home and going to bed. And I have been sleeping much better. I've been sleeping longer, like longer periods of time, and not waking up throughout the night as much. So I am loving it. And I will, if you are here on YouTube, I'll link below to the one that I specifically got. There's so many now. I mean, if your budget is higher, you can go for, like, I think the Gravity blanket is the most expensive one, but I got a more budget-friendly one to try out, and I am now obsessed with it, and I think I'm gonna get, like, a nice duvet cover for it So reporting back on that, it's been 2 or 3 weeks now, and I am loving it. Also, speaking of loving things, the new season of Real Housewives of New Jersey is back. And I mean, I don't understand why people on Twitter are so just negative about it. I love New Jersey, especially last season was good. I'm loving this season so far. The premiere was this week. I have seen the next 2 episodes because at my job, we have to be prepared in advance. And I just can't, I couldn't get enough. The second it came in my inbox, I was like, I'm gonna watch it. I need more. The next 2 episodes are so funny. The new girls are funny and entertaining. And I love Margaret Josephs and Dolores, Patterson Dolores. I just, it's like good, funny to me. I think it's entertaining. I don't understand these like Housewives fans on Twitter. It's just everything's negative. Like, why isn't this, this, and blah, 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 blah. And shut up and watch the show. Like, just shut up and laugh at the show. Like, it's really not that serious. It's 40 minutes of Teresa being like, now, just laugh at it. It's not that serious. What else this week was fun? Oh, and then this morning they announced the cast for RuPaul's Drag Race All Stars 4. And I am rooting for Latrice and Jasmine Masters. That's it. Like, Latrice needs to win. I am all in for Latrice. And I'm very excited for this season. The budget has to be bigger. The photo shoot budget looks rich and expensive. The key art is like super, it's like spacey, glam, holographic moment. I mean, it looks rich. Like, these girls, I miss working on Drag Race because we didn't have the budget back then. And it was still fun though. But like, the girls are, you know, the budgets are bigger, and I'm excited for All Stars. We're getting a full season and they're doing a holiday special. So that will be exciting to see how that goes. And I think it's starting soon. I think it's starting next month, which is soon, very soon. Merry Christmas, more drag queens. But yeah, speaking of Christmas, lastly, I believe I'm gonna do a Christmas card swap here on YouTube again. I have absolutely no idea what I want my card to look like, and I am behind schedule because at this point, I should have had the cards printed, honestly, by before Thanksgiving. Yeah, I need to get on that. And then I also have some Britney podcast merch that I am working on that is going to be really fun. I think that if you're a Britney fan, you will really enjoy it. So that is my plan for this weekend. I'm laying low. I am going to be designing some stuff. And yeah, 2007, the episode will be coming on Wednesday. And that's pretty much it, I think, for this weekend chat. I don't really have much else going on. I mean, it's just been a whirlwind of a week. And I also have a Bath & Body Works candle haul moment that I need to film. That will exclusively be on my YouTube. So if you're listening on podcast and you want to see that or look at any of my candle hauls, that will be on my YouTube. And that pretty much wraps up this week. I'm sorry that I vented it out. I just had to get that off my chest. I feel so much better already just venting it out. And let me know if it's something that you can kind of relate to, or if you go through something similar, let me know. And I would love to know that it's not just me, but thank you guys for watching and for the support here on the Weekend Chat and also on the Britney podcast. I love seeing you guys tweeting at me and deep diving, going back in time to all the old clips, and you guys are looking up all the references that we mention and tweeting us, and you're really enjoying it. And so I am super excited for you to watch, or not watch, listen to the next one, because it's just super intricate and we really go in deep, and I'm excited for it. And there may be a special Thanksgiving episode that's coming. Maybe so. But thank you guys. I will see you guys next week. Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.